Welcome to this week's episode of the Santa Cruz Naturalist. My name is Frankie, and today we are taking a deep dive into the fascinating and noisy world of the deep sea. Today we are talking to Allison Payne, a marine mammal biologist and PhD student at UC Santa Cruz, who mounts underwater microphones to elephant seals to eavesdrop on life in the ocean's depths. Allison, thanks for joining us on the Santa Cruz Naturalist.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, I understand that you study rare and elusive whales that live in the deep ocean. What are the species that you study, and how are you learning about these mysterious whales?
Yeah, so I'm looking at beaked whales. There's a bunch of different species, but maybe one of the most commonly known ones are Cuvier's beaked whales. And beaked whales are, like you said, super elusive. They're really cryptic species. They live way out in the middle of the North Pacific, and they forage thousands of feet below the surface. They can dive for sometimes hours at a time and only come up to the surface for really short intervals. So we really don't know very much about them at all, including where they go and what they do while they're there. But despite all that, beaked whales are super, super sensitive to anthropogenic noise, especially Navy sonar and probably other anthropogenic activities like shipping as well. So our solution to this, how we access these whales that are in such remote places, is actually by using another species to kind of help spy on them for us. And those are the northern elephant seals right at Año Nuevo.
So how exactly are you using the elephant seals to monitor these beaked whales?
Yeah, we have a long-term monitoring and tagging program at Año Nuevo. So we've been sending all kinds of biologging and tagging instruments out on elephant seals for quite a while now. And we are developing a prototype of a new acoustic recorder tag that will be deployed on adult females on their short foraging trip. So they'll spend about 70 days at sea, just eating as much as they can. And then they'll come back to the beach and bring the acoustic recorder back with them so we can hear all the ocean noises that they encountered along their trip.
So what does a beaked whale sound like? Allison gave me a tip that there's an online database called freesound.org where MBARI, that's the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute, shares recordings from their offshore hydrophone in Monterey Bay. Here's their recording of beaked whale clicks. Pretty creepy, in my opinion. They also have recordings of other whale species. Here's a humpback. This is what Allison had to say about these free, publicly available ocean acoustics.
The MBARI, Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute hydrophone has a live stream that I would highly recommend. And you can go back through all the days. You can hear beaked whales right here in Monterey Bay. You can hear sperm whales, blue whales, fin whales, all kinds of toothed whales like dolphins and orcas, as well as, you know, shipping and wind and earthquakes and all kinds of stuff.
And that's it for this week's Santa Cruz Naturalist. Thanks to Allison Payne, and I hope you all have a great week.